Hello, Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and as you know, in our Let's Go God, we love our downtown St. Pete event. And with me today is Mandissa Marshall, better known as Dissa, and she is the president of the historic Kenwood Neighborhood Organization. Welcome, Dissa.
Hi, Nanette. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that we're very excited that you scheduled Bungalow Fest. Folks, the Historic Kenwood Neighborhood Association will have the 26th Annual Home Tour Saturday, February 1, from 10 to 4. Dissa, fill us in.
Yes, this is actually our 2024 Bungalow Fest that was rescheduled due to the hurricane. So we're so excited. St. Pete's strong. We have come together, cleaned up our neighborhood, and we are ready to go here for February 1st tour. This year's theme is actually Bungalows and Beyond. So we're really leaning in and celebrating the diversity across our neighborhood. You're going to see so much more outside of just bungalows. So there are a couple of bungalows on the tour, but there's multiple different diverse homes, as well as we're celebrating some of the additional spaces, whether it's a garage apartment that has been converted or an ADU, which is an accessory dwelling unit, to accommodate visiting friends, family, in the growing community there. We're living large not only in small spaces in our homes, but also making the most use of our loft spaces as well.
Well, you know, I love architecture, and I think that Kenwood is spectacular for that. You see Craftsman's bungalows, frame vernacular, prairie, mid-century, modern homes, but you also get a sense of space and the way that people present their yards, their collections, and things like that. Tell us what makes Kenwood unique.
I would say it's from our brick-lined streets to our hexagon pavers, and you highlighted the diversity in architecture, too. So it's been so key and critical that in our community, everything's built to fit into the community. We do have some new builds, but they maintain that character within our community, and they're all diverse, too. So when you walk through our neighborhood, every home's a little bit different, whether it's their garden and landscaping or the fronts of their homes. You get a different sense as you go down each street in our neighborhood here.
I'd like to say that, you know, Kenwood is an artful and historic modern living in a green city, and it goes 375 acres, and it's adjacent to downtown, situated between Central and Central Avenue and 9th Avenue North, and between I-275 and 34th Street North. It is so unique, and isn't it on the Historic Register, National Registry?
We are. We have sections that are historically preserved and designated areas to maintain some of those bungalows. We actually have one of the largest concentration of bungalows across America. And one thing I wanted to circle back to is you mentioned some of the art in our community. We do have an artist enclave and an artist overlay to protect artists and maintain their studios in our community. So as you're walking along the tour, we'll also highlight in our digital map some of the finials and the murals that you're going to notice all across as you walk the tour or when you stop and jump off the trolley there on February 1st.
Well, you know, I was looking at your website, historickenwood.org, and folks, I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. So it talks about the artist enclave. It talks about the HK partnership, the garden workshop, the Kenwood Kids. Tell us a little bit about the robustness of the organization at Historic Kenwood.
Oh my gosh, you got it. We have a ton of groups that are very active in our community that all come together to really make Bungalow Fest possible, as well as for us to support our community. This is one of our largest fundraisers of the year. So these funds go in to help maintain not only the physical aspects of our neighborhood, but some of those events and other things that we hold throughout the year. Partnership has come together. They partner with the N team with the city, and the N team typically takes 12 homes throughout the year, and they refurbish and do a beautification of the exterior of the home. So the partnership has partnered to take on two additional homes to do beautification projects to help with the robust list that they are looking to achieve to help in other neighborhoods, even outside of our local community.
So just let's get down to the nitty-gritty details. Folks, if you want to learn a little bit more, you can go to the historic let's see, it's facebook.com's events, historic Kenwood Bungalow Fest I'm looking at. We'll have that link in the story. But let's get down to the nitty-gritties. Where do they have to register? Is it free? Just tell us what's going on.
So tickets are $25 ahead of time. You can purchase them on our website. If you go to historickenwood.org and click on our events page, you'll find them there. And that'll take you over to our Eventbrite page. And they'll also be available day of. The meeting location is, again, at St. Petersburg High School, where we'll conduct tours of the high school. The tickets day of do go up to $30. So we do encourage you to purchase your tickets ahead of time. When you'll come into the high school, you'll walk through the entryway, get to see the beautiful chandelier in St. Pete High School. You'll go out the front doors, and you'll be able to pick up a trolley to head to the tour within our community, or you can walk it from there. So we do have a walking path as well.
And for those of you who don't know, the high school is also home to the fabulous Sunday Market, which, I mean, just share with our listeners a little bit about how fabulous that market is.
Oh my gosh, it's such an amazing addition. We are so excited to have them back after their break throughout the summer. Each week they have different vendors. They switch, so you'll see no similar vendor when you come repetitive weeks. So they make sure that they rotate every week. So you'll see fresh produce, you'll see cheeses, meats. You'll also have a bunch of food trucks. We're seeing a number of artists also popping up at the St. Pete Market at St. Pete High School. So you get a lot of versatility every time you go, and every time it's a little bit different, so it makes it fun to pop over there on Sundays.
Well, let's talk about it. If you want to make a day of it, of course, the Bungalow Fest, the 26th annual, is 10 to 4, but there's some places to nosh along the route, so tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh, yes, great point there. We are right in the heart of Grand Central District, so whether you're looking for some coffee there at Band-Aid or you're looking for some food and drinks, so we have Wild Child right in our community. If you're looking for a nice cocktail, we have Lost and Found. Tons of places for you to shop locally, whether you want to take a break midway through your tour and grab lunch, or you want to celebrate after your tour. Grand Central District is right in walking distance.
And may I just remind everybody that our very own Pete Gallagher, Tim Valle, and the crowd will probably be at Craftsman Gallery that weekend. Stop in and see them from 10 to noon in between your Bungalow Fest home tour. There are thousands of people that attend this, don't they? I mean, it's really popular.
Correct. We have people all across Florida that come and attend, and I hope that they'll still come to attend with the date change this year, as it's historically been in November, and people have it on their calendar a year in advance. But we're excited for the shift and change here in February. I think we'll have some great weather. Hopefully things will warm up a bit from today.
Well, you've warmed our hearts, Dissa, with your information. So, folks, 26th Annual Bungalow Fest. We've been talking with Dissa Marshall. She is the president of the Historic Kenwood Association, Neighborhood Associations. Let's just, before we leave, talk about how important all these neighborhood associations are. You are one of many downtown neighborhood associations.
Correct, and that's so funny you say that, because we're about to head to the Neighborhood of the Year Award Ceremony with the mayor here at Sunken Gardens this afternoon. What makes St. Pete truly special is the neighborhood, and we all come together to accomplish some great things. So I've been very involved with CONA, which is the Council of Neighborhood Associations, and it's been so nice to partner with them to not only help in our own local community, but also help other neighborhood associations across St. Petersburg.
Well, and folks, we do love CONA. Aaron Bryce, who is on our board of directors from Radio St. Pete, will be hosting Come Unity in St. Petersburg this year, West St. Pete. Please just check back in with me and let me know if Historic Kenwood was the winner. And in any case, we consider you a winner just for taking time to share your thoughts with our listeners. Thanks, Dissa.
Thank you so much, Annette. I hope to see you on the tour.
You will see me. Thank you so much. That's, folks, February 1, 10 to 4 p.m. Check in at historickenwood.org. For Radio St. Pete, I'm Nanette Weiser.